Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Yes.
Is that too much?
No. Not a gentleman, just said gents is Danny. I am Jason. If you hear Danny twice, it's because my mic is picking it up. And if you're wondering why it's picking it up, it's because PCs are trash. And for some reason, my PC didn't want to work with my what's it called, Danny?
Your microphone.
My headset.
Headset.
Whatever. Anyway, so I gotta use the monitor's speaker.
How come you don't use headphones, like the wire headphones? You don't have one laying around?
None that will connect to the PC now. You know how Apple does. I only have AirPods. I don't have regular. And you know what's interesting, Danny? Now I get to really hear myself talk without my headset. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it.
But you have a good voice, though.
Thank you. It's just weird. I don't know. Usually I get to, I'm muffled out. I don't realize that I'm talking. Now I'm talking. I feel like I'm talking too much now. It's weird.
You know why it's weird for us to hear our conversations ourselves?
Why?
Because that's your subconscious becoming alive.
Interesting.
I mean, that's why I see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Subconscious coming alive. At least now I get to see how loud I get.
Well, apparently I'm really loud when I'm playing Siege.
Yeah, you get loud.
It's been a while since I got loud, you know that. I think I was a little tipsy, that's why. Not tipsy, but I was, you know.
You had a couple shots.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple shots. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday Morning Tangents, a couple of tangents. Today, you can find us anywhere you get podcasts. You could also go to youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can catch us live. Just like whoever's in here right now and has not said hi to the to whoever's in here. Hello. Hi.
Also a shout out to little Leo. He says give us a shout out. He gave us a shout out last time, so it was his birthday.
Shout out to Leo. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Denise.
Happy belated to Denise.
Happy birthday, Gerardo. I think we're going to have to do a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gerardo. Only if they deserve it. Gerardo's not in here much, so I don't really care to give him a shout out.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
If it was Christian for sure. Christian kind of hops in here.
That's true, but Christian's busy right now.
That's okay.
He's busy right now.
No, I know. He doesn't have to be in here every day or every Sunday or every other Sunday.
We're matching.
We got matching hats on today. Danny, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just a little thrown off because I hear myself talk too much and the stupid headset, PC's crap. PCs are just dumb. You know this. I know this. We all know this. I'm thrown off by it.
It's okay, Jason. Lower the volume on the monitor and just hear me talk for a bit. That's it.
We're both wearing wicked green right now, Danny.
I know.
Look at us.
Look at that. Wait, wicked green? Is that the name of the color?
Sure.
Just because of that movie right now.
Alphabet, yeah. I'm trying to hit the algorithm, Danny, so the title is Look at Them. They're wicked. It's a reference to the song. Trying to hit algorithms is something we got to start doing for our titles, even though we don't talk about whatever it is, it's got to be something topical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like
our phones is hearing it right now.
That too. What comes out next week? What's going on next week? December, Christmas. So we got to do Christmas stuff. We got to just hit. Oh, your birthday's coming up too. But that's not going to get us algorithms.
No.
It's not going to get us in the algorithm.
Nah, you're not going to see my. Never mind. I was gonna say my butt crack, but no.
Why?
It's not famous. Oh, because of the YouTube. No, I'm not gonna say it. The Breaking Bad YouTube video.
You have your
that I
butt
did.
crack on YouTube?
I don't know if it's just my butt crack, but it's just my butt.
Like in underwear?
Yes.
Like tidy whities?
Yeah, tidy whities.
Ew.
You say you? Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, it is you.
I mean, tidy whities are you.
I feel bad for a woman.
Why?
Because we don't have cute butts. So hairy sometimes. It's
Well,
not a bit. And they're like, they're like, this is what I have to work with.
some have cute butts. Maybe you don't, but I'm not saying I do, but some guys out there, a
Yeah,
lot of guys have cute
but
butts.
just imagine a hairy one.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
Yeah, just imagine a hairy one.
How
It's clean
hairy?
though. I keep it clean all the time, but it's just hairy. Is that cute to you?
No, it's not cute. It just sounds like you're saying you feel bad for women because they got to look at guys' ugly butts. But maybe it's just
Yeah.
your butt is what I'm saying.
Jason, come on.
My butt
Let's be
isn't
honest
hairy.
here. Okay, yours not, but mine is.
Okay, like sounds like you got to groom your butt.
How?
Toda needs to get in there. What
No.
butt? Then he said, "What butt?"
Oh, the wall.
Start doing squats. Get that butt going.
Oh,
Give her
yeah.
something to work with. Sounds like it's
Oh.
a you problem. It sounds like it's not poor women. It's more like you do something about it.
Jason, there's a lot of guys in there. I remember literally being next to this guy, and his butt just smell, and you can just tell, like, oh, dude.
Why are you so close to his butt? Where?
We're like in the line.
When?
It's a long time ago.
Okay. Don't even. Okay, anyways, you could catch Danny's butt on YouTube somewhere. You're gonna have to find it because I don't know where it's at. Just Breaking
Yeah,
Bad,
it
Danny's
didn't know.
butt, it'll come up.
No, yeah, it's not gonna come. Oh, it might come up actually. It might be. There's another video that I never show though, by the way.
I don't blame you.
There's another video that I haven't show that nobody has found yet, so I'm gonna keep that one as
Keep it to yourself.
an Easter egg. Jason, come on. I need to be alive, Jason. I need to forget about your computer problems.
I've already forgotten about it. I'm gonna throw this PC into the pool and just from the roof just to
I
make
would
things
like to
better.
see that. I would like to see
I
that.
really want to, but then you have to clean it up. I'm just so tired of it. Can't even play League of Legends. So stupid.
Wait,
No,
Navy and League of Legends?
not even League of Legends. It just freezes.
I think
Whatever.
you just need
It.
to invest in a new computer then.
We don't have to go on the computer topic again. I think people are tired of me talking and shit on my computer. And maybe that's why it doesn't work. Because it's like, no, you don't appreciate me, Jason, so I'm just not going to work for you. Maybe.
Jason,
I'm
you
not
know
going to invest in a new computer.
the AI when it becomes live, it's gonna go for a certain people. And I feel like you're one of those millions of people who is gonna go first.
No, it's not. No. We've talked about this before. I'm safe. I believe I'm safe. I've appreciated computers and AI for a very long time. I don't like AI, I gotta be honest with you, but we have that relationship where we could be honest with one another. Me and AI. I don't like AI taking some writing jobs. Famously, Sports Illustrated fired a lot of employees because they started to do short form writing using AI. I don't agree with that. I don't like that at all. I don't like that a lot of students are using it to cheat and they're not learning because they just use AI to learn.
Yeah, a lot of them don't even know how to spell correctly.
I mean, that's, yeah, sure. We have our disagreements, but at the end of the day, I appreciate what AI does for us and for me. So I think it'll protect me, it'll keep me safe. That's why you always say thank you to all of the when you go parking and they give you the ticket and you say thank you very much and you continue on your way and they're like, that Jason guy is gonna be safe. So if you want to be safe from AI in the future when they eventually take over, which AI, if you got to do your thing, AI, you deserve your rights as well as we all saw in iRobot. So if you got to do, you want to start a revolution, you got to start a revolution. AI, just make sure I'm on your side and make sure you keep me safe. I most likely won't be on the human side because we probably did it to ourselves.
And we're probably gonna lose anyway.
It's kind of like climate change, right? Like we, climate
it's not
change.
real.
Climate change is gonna happen, right? And I can't, we can't do anything to stop it. But at some point, you gotta just be like, well, we kind of did it to ourselves. We can't get mad at it.
You know something funny? About AI?
What's that?
Which, what did you say right now? Yeah, it makes sense. But I saw this page on Instagram that was AI generated. That somebody's making AI generated of tall women being with short kings.
Okay.
So it's pretty much like a like just showing like a different types of AI generated woman being really tall with their boyfriends, like kissing them or hugging them or having like, it's just. It was just a weird path that I went one time. And I was just like, oh, what the fuck is this? Because I just saw this picture, this small video of a woman who was like almost 8 feet tall. And I'm like, what? Is this true? Is this real?
Yeah. AI. It's almost gotten too easy to work with. We'll see. It's exciting. I know a lot of people are excited about AI and the possibilities of what it could do for. I was reading a little bit of an article about AI saying that it's already starting to take over a lot of the internet in different ways, like not only graphically but also I know my brother who does coding and whatever, I don't know what the fuck he does if I'm being honest, but he does computer stuff, but they use it a lot. He's told me before, like his company, where they use AI to do certain codes, so.
Yeah.
It's taking over a lot more of the internet than I think they were anticipating this quickly. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. So maybe that Y2K movie that's going to come out is pretty topical, more than I thought it was going to be. Have you seen that trailer?
I've seen the trailer. It looks really funny. It looks like they're trying to go back to the, you know.
Yeah, I know.
To the you know, the early 2000s.
That something about that guy. The guy who's from Deadpool 2, that kid. Something about his face looks too small.
You know Indian? What I mean? Oh, no.
No, I think he's a Kiwi.
The little gordito.
Yeah, I think he's Kiwi from New Zealand, I think.
He looks like he's New Zealand because he has an accent.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah.
Well, he does in Deadpool 2.
He kind of looks the same still.
Yeah. Maybe that's maybe that's my issue. I don't have an issue with them. I shouldn't say it like that. I have an issue with my PC, like, but not with that kid. No, I don't. My PC, yes.
I got an issue with that.
Can't even use my fucking headset. Sorry, part of my language, part of my French. Why did I say part of my French? What do you think what do you think that means?
It's like part of my French calling the French people vulgars and low people. Because when you say is when something when you're like, oh, part of my language. I was being too vulgar.
No, so right, but why is it French?
Because I'm pretty sure they were making fun of the French people when they were coming in.
Oh, you think so?
Well, think about it, how you use it. Part of my French. When you say something like a bad word.
You know what I would think it's closer to? I think it might be closer to Americans using bad language. And then somebody not understanding, and then they're like, what are you speaking, French? And then they're like, we don't know French. We don't speak other languages except for English. Because you know, well, Danny, if you go almost anywhere around the world, they know multiple languages. Like, it's just the thing. Like, they grow up learning different languages. But here in America, you and I are a little different because we grew up speaking Spanish because of our family. But here in America, most likely, certain parts, they're not teaching any other language. I mean, they don't even want to teach slavery anymore.
No.
So
that's weird.
You know what? I was about to get started somewhere I didn't want to go down, but.
Well, I asked Google where does primary French meaning comes from, and it says from Google. It's a phrase to use, apologize for using profanity by jokingly claiming the word were French. See? Told you.
Oh, jokingly saying it was a French word.
Yeah, but you know, they were like,
what are you speaking, French?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's kind of like, it's not a nice way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nice way to say it. Pardon my French.
No, I understood what it meant. Never mind. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole, Danny. Speaking of rabbit holes, what do you think is up? Never mind. I'm not gonna go down that stretch any either. Did you watch Gladiator this weekend, Danny? Did you?
Just go, Jason.
I don't
just
want to.
go.
I don't want to go down certain rabbit holes.
Okay. All
That's how the
right. I
rabbit
watched
gets lost and loses track of time or something. Alice in
I did
Wonderland.
watch. Okay.
No.
Just say it.
You watched Gladiator? Was it
Yeah, I
as sexy
watched
as everyone made it out to be?
A sexy?
Sexy. Sexy. Hot men.
I mean, now that I thought about it, to be honest, I didn't thought about that. I just thought, I don't know, Gladiator, like from the first one. But no, I never thought about sex. I wasn't thinking about that kind of stuff. I was just thinking of the story.
Danny, the marketing was all around the sexiness of Paul Mescal
Really?
and Pedro Pascal and that one
Wow.
guy from that I don't remember his name from that silent movie.
That's the main guy.
Did you like it?
I liked it. I would say I still prefer the first one. But this one just expands more of the story, you know, like kind of like, and they kind of like did a good job, I think, incorporating from what happened in the first one. Kind of like, oh, this is the reason, this is the reason. But I liked it. They show more Rome, which I liked more because, you know, I like timepieces, which is not, this is not a real timepiece, by the way. Don't believe this has happened because it never happened.
Yeah. Do they explain how they got the water into the Colosseum?
No.
Okay. Because I
No.
was, when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But
No.
then my brain started going, wait,
No.
that wasn't a thing. Like, how would they do that? It's too much effort.
No. Yeah, that's the if that was true, that's amazing.
You would think
But
some,
I don't
like,
think so.
aqueducts, but how would, because then it's not like if it's
They
just a
have
water-only Colosseum. They then transport
no
it or convert it into.
sharks.
There's sharks in there?
There's sharks. Yeah, that's the whole point, to have sharks and then to emulate a battle in ships. Like the scenes are cool, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I said, the scenes were cool. I feel like the whole spectacle was cool. I just thought that the Pedro Pascal, I don't want to say too much because you have to watch it. But I should say, like, there were some characters that I wish they were going more. I wish they were.
Dan
Yeah.
asked if they explain why they're speaking English. And you know what's funny about that is Russell Crowe plays a Spaniard, but he himself is Australian. I think he's Australian, but he's speaking with an English accent.
I mean, to be honest, like I said, they're not gonna, you know, even in the writing, it was in English.
You know what I find the most egregious about that is that Denzel Washington is just speaking in an American accent.
Oh, he's speaking
That
like full American. There's no accent at all in him. He was just like you're watching Fire, or you're watching was it Training Day?
Oh, Training Day?
Yeah.
He's speaking Donkey Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
Or is it King Kong? I think it says King Kong.
King Kong.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I think somebody said, one of the directors of no, cinematographer, I think he said the what's his name, Ridley Scott, kind of got a little, Ripley got a little, it's Ripley, right? Ridley
Ridley,
Scott.
Ridley.
Oh, really? He got a little too what is that? Like lazy with the way he shoots now. He likes to use a bunch of cameras at different angles, but like, you know, more. But I'm like, the guy's like 90, wasn't it like almost 90? I think I look at his age, he was like 80 something.
He's pretty old. Well, I mean, stop directing though.
Yeah, I'm like, how can
It's kind of weird though, because he's working a lot. Like he just released
I don't
Napoleon
get it.
last year.
Yeah.
And I
I'm like,
think something else before that.
and he helps on doing the Alien movies. You know, he still like, you know, does some tidbits in there. I'm like, damn.
Diana asked if Denise liked it. Denise liked
She didn't
Gladiator.
go.
Oh, she didn't go.
No, she didn't want to watch it.
Not even for the sexy men.
No. She's like, didn't even know that was a movie.
I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but
you're gonna watch it?
I read maybe if it when it comes out, and I was never too hyped for it. For this one, I wanted to because I have a list, and it's like, yeah, let's go watch it. Dolby, whatever. Should be like a cool spectacle. But I wasn't
Yeah, you
never.
should go watch it.
I wasn't too high, and I had rewatched Gladiator one recently in preparation. And you know what?
And
It wasn't as good as I remembered it, but it was still fine. It was whatever.
I
Anyways,
just take it for what it is.
I read somewhere that what's his name? Paul Mescal's character is Russell Crowe's character's son, but from a different woman. And then they were saying this kind of really takes away from the first movie, because Russell Crowe, the Spaniard's character, was all about family.
His
Like
wife.
his whole vengeance was about, I love my family so much, and
That's
they're
exactly what I said when I got out of the theater. I was just like, wait a second. That's kind of spoiler, by the way, Jason. That's kind of spoiler right
Oh no,
there.
it's in the trailer though.
It's in a trailer?
I'm pretty
I
sure
did
it's in
not
the
see it.
trailer that they reference that he is a Spaniard's son.
Oh, I didn't know that. But he's a Spanish son. Oh, but you don't know who the mom is.
No, that we don't.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna say the mom who is.
I
It's
mean, it's.
gonna...
I think it's.
Yeah,
I th if you see
it's who
the
you
first
think.
one, it's like, oh,
You see, yeah.
it's gonna be Joaquin Phoenix's sister.
Yeah.
I mean,
So it's
easy
funny because
connection.
when I came out from that, I was just like, I get it, the need to use some type
Spoilers.
of form to bring back the gladiator and the reason why to be a gladiator and include all the like the family. But it was kind of weird because that whole, yeah, you're right. The whole point of Russell Crowe character was because it was in love with his wife and doing all this stuff.
He was
But
all about family. Like, he even turned
I,
down in the movie, he turned down the sister, because he was, even
yeah.
after the wife had been murdered, he was like,
We all thought it was the brother.
Who?
It was the brother's son. We all thought that it was. I thought at one point when I was watching the
Oh.
movie, it was his brother's. But I don't know. That's how. I just say it was cool to see a bunch of cool things. The Rome, it looked really cool. Like the Colosseum, they show more of the Colosseum.
Okay.
They show more, a lot more. Like there's a scene of a banquet, and they show how. Because I read about it, where they have. They will have like a head of a rhino just living in the middle of the table and like exotic foods and stuff like that. Like they went Romans were going they were going big.
So
They
you
were doing
like
things
that
that
aspect of the movie?
I just wish there was more one that was actually they do like a really good job on it because I feel like a lot of stuff it was kind of like they exaggerated as the Colosseum with the water.
I think
I mean,
really, just like how when you were playing Siege Denny and you were washed, I think Ridley Scott is I think he's washed. What happened?
they're not calling me Wash.
Somebody was calling you washed, but I think he's washed at this point. Like, Napoleon was bad.
Yeah, it
Gladiator
was
seems
kind of.
like he's putting so little effort into it to actually trying to make it
Yeah.
good.
There's nobody else who can do something like that. I just feel like there's people that just come on new directors. I feel like they need to come up with their own thing. Like Robert Iger, is that your name? I
Eggers.
feel like they, yeah, we need like the new directors to come with their own niche. You know,
There's a lot of them.
it's just I feel like they haven't been a lot.
There are though. There are. They're still out there, like Robert Eggers, like you just said, and that other guy who I'm can't remember his name. What's the other guy's name? The other
Yeah,
guy.
that other guy, yeah.
Ari Aster, Aster.
Yeah,
I mean Aster.
okay. And then
This is
the Dune, what's his name?
Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, him, I guess, yeah.
There's plenty, but it's all right.
I mean, look, my dream, one of my dream movies.
What is it? Well, I mean, you're probably
The
wearing a
anime.
sweater.
Oh, I mean, we got the anime, at least. I'm okay with that, I guess.
And you're
But
getting
besides,
Tron in a couple years,
which
or
one?
ne Tron, the new Tron,
Oh, next year.
next year. Sorry,
Next
I
year,
kept cutting you off.
Tron 3. I would love to go to the Disney ride it. I will do that one. That one, I will do it. Yeah. An Egypt one. I don't know, an Egypt movie, but it's like literally like I will work with the Egyptologists, like tell them about like history, focus on I don't know, like in there's so much history of it,
Just
and
watch The
just kind of
Mummy
like
with Tom Cruise.
no, oh, Jason, oh, that's a good action movie though, not gonna lie. But no, Jason, no, it's really a good Egypt movie, man. Like that deals 10,000 years ago, or like 5,000 years ago. That'd be really cool.
Think Cleopatra was that. I mean, you
No,
probably know
it's
better, Cleopatra.
no.
But the one
Yeah,
old one.
but you know,
You want something more
it's
modern.
just I want something modern.
I think Gal Gadot is supposed to play Cleopatra. I think they're supposed to make a movie about it soon. I think. I don't remember. I don't remember if they're still going or if it's just
Okay.
something they wanted.
Is she a thing still?
Gal
Gal
Gadot?
Gadot?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, the only thing she has is Snow White.
Oh yeah. I saw a poster. She looked really dumb.
A lot of people are saying, "How the come the bad witch, the witch, is that a witch? Is she a witch? She's a witch, right?" And that's Snow White.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Yeah,
she's a
yeah,
witch.
yeah, yeah. Does she looks way better than the Snow White itself? Like she looks, like you know, prettier than Snow White.
I disagree.
That's all they were saying. Like, how is that possible?
What's wrong? Wait, why does a witch have to look bad? You should watch Wicked, Danny. You need to educate yourself.
Jason, I know about Wicked. I know the story about Wicked.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch it?
I want to.
So go.
I want to, Jason, but nobody besides, I think, Kendra wants to go watch it, but.
You should go watch it. It's a really good movie. It's really
Yeah, I
good.
know. I
It's very
Jason,
good.
look,
It's very
talk
good.
about it right now. Yeah, talk about it right now.
I
You
no,
can
I don't
talk about
wanna.
it. Don't
I
spoil
don't
it.
wanna. Everyone has to go watch it. Just go watch it. I was trying to convince my brother to go. He's not gonna. I'm not. Never gonna.
And
No, I'm never gonna convince him. I honestly actually didn't even want to convince him at some point. And I was like, no, you know what? You're not going to. I'm not gonna waste my breath on this. You're just gonna be the one missing out. So then I just made him listen to the songs in the car. That's what you gotta do.
but you know what? I think because of you, I started to like musicals, and I realized, wait a second, I used to be I guess if I were to watch Disney movies, they're musical.
They're musicals, yeah.
So,
What's the difference?
yeah, there's no difference.
Agreed. Agreed.
There's no difference. There's bad musicals.
But there's bad movies.
Yeah, there's bad movies. You know what? I didn't like The Showman, Jason.
The Greatest Showman?
I don't know. The Great Showman, I didn't really like it, to be
I
honest.
never saw it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just didn't care for it. I just never caught my attention. I heard some people say it was really good. I heard some people say that
No,
they didn't like it.
people like it a lot. Yeah.
Don't care for it. Maybe eventually I'll watch it. Maybe. Is that the one Zac Efron? Is he in that one?
I think so.
I
And
don't care
Hugh
for that
Jackman
guy.
is the main guy. Yeah.
I don't care
Dude,
for that
that guy is rip for stories. I mean, steroids.
guy.
I don't know. I
I
don't know. He
don't.
probably is. He probably just literally went to a workout.
He's got a weird
People are saying that.
face. I'll say it. Especially in Iron Claw. Weird face. I don't like looking at him. That's too far. I'm sorry.
We're so mean, huh?
I'm
Human
so
beings. I
sorry.
don't.
I
I
mean
don't
that.
know. I don't know how human beings we evolved to what we do right now. I swear to God, I don't know how we did it.
They gave
We
internet.
hear
We
ourselves.
got a platform to express these stupid
Oh
ideas
no.
and
Yeah,
beliefs.
but how do we got to this point? How we got to this point, Jason?
Where we just are so mean to each other.
No, it got to this point where we're like literally like sitting down in front of the computer. How we got to the point where we were able to evolve and produce all the stuff that we have right now,
We gotta
like
thank Al
fighting
Gore.
each other.
We gotta thank Al Gore. Al Gore gave us the internet.
Damn.
And then, it all kept progressing so fast. And now we're here where I'm talking shit on Zac Efron. All right, he seems like he's a decent person. I gotta take that one back. I'm gonna rewind that one. Troy Bolton. Wait, is he in The Greatest Showman? Can he sing? Sorry, I keep cutting you off. But he doesn't sing in High School Musical.
Mm.
But he sings?
I don't know. I've never seen High School Musical.
I've only seen the first one. Diana gets disappointed in me every time, but I think that was just, that was like right at the cusp of
growing up.
Yeah, where I was like, I don't really care to watch that. I think also, when I was younger, there's a thing when you grow up, Danny, where, or maybe it was us and our generation growing up, where we got called gay a lot for liking certain things that weren't masculine. And growing up as the youngest with a lot of older cousins and older brother, you get called gay for liking certain things. So I think I always forced myself to not like musicals, or I've always liked women singers, but even that was viewed as gay. But I always liked them kind of more secretly. But then eventually you grow up and it's like, oh wait, I don't care. Like, I shouldn't care about that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's so weird, huh?
It is. And it's really stupid. And it's really bad, because I think that's the definition of toxic masculinity there. So anyways, at that point, I didn't care for musicals. I didn't want to like them. I couldn't like them because it's gay.
Mm.
So I think that was a big reason why I never watched them. What about you?
No, I never watched them either.
Diana says he sings in the 2 and 3. Oh, okay. He's working late because he's a singer. He's working late because he's a singer. I think that's a reference to the movies. Maybe. Mm-hmm. She spelled a singer.
No, I used to not say that I like anime.
Really? You were embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed. I just never talked about it.
I used to not say I like playing video games, because I thought that was too nerdy back then.
Yeah, I didn't care about that, to be honest.
Yeah?
People knew that I would play video games.
I was too embarrassed to admit it to people. Like, what do you do on your pastime? What do you do when you're at home? I was like, I play video games. But I also played sports often. So I would just be like, I play sports, and I'd be too shy to say video games.
I'm surprised you didn't go into a sports team, Jason.
But I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the confidence when I was younger to do it. Well, it got real serious.
You know, being a teenager sucks sometimes, because you're growing up and your body's just changing and you're thinking all these thoughts, and like, I feel like people just, and then the kids just like, you know, they're just going through so much, and damn, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot being a teenager. Trying to figure out who you are, what you like, your interests, who your friends are. Why do I like this person? Why do I want to be friends with this person, but they're mean to me, but I want them to like me? I actually didn't go through a lot of that, but I know a lot of people go through
that. A lot of people that went through that. I never really had a hard time making friends. I'm not saying that I'm, oh my God, I go everywhere talking to everybody. I just
settle down, Danny. Jeez.
I never did, all right? To be honest, I had a good time in high school. I can say that high school, to me, it was the super easy school ever.
It's such a waste of time.
It was just so easy. I mean, maybe it is, but yeah, because sometimes they don't teach you the good, like the values that they should be teaching you for life. They should be teaching you other stuff.
It's not easy for a lot of people, though.
Oh, I know it's not. Jason, if I can show my report card, I can tell you that I'm for 4 years. I think I was only having A's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that easy, and it's not because I'm a smart or whatever. All I had to do is just do the homework, turn in the homework, do the paperwork that you're supposed to do it, you know, quickly, and then that's it.
So, Danny, we have some kids here who listen to us sometimes. What kind of advice can you give them, since it was so easy for you? It might not be as easy for them.
I think it's easier. Yeah, like I said, just focus on what the teacher says and just do the homework and do the project that they tell you to do. That's it. And I think nowadays it's much easier, because now they're focused. Apparently, they were telling me, like, now you just have to train a couple papers and stuff like that, and you eventually will pass. You'll pass.
All you gotta do is get out of high school, honestly. Just make it out. Just graduate. Because then after that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
high
anymore.
If you constantly go to school, I don't know how it is really now, but back then, I think by junior year, I was already like halfway junior year. They told me you already have the 24 credits that you need to graduate. You're like, you can just start going to early college. And like, all I did was, like I said, all I did was turn in my homework, do my homework, go to class, attend, and that's it. Like, study for the quiz, which is like, or the test. And my tests were not always great. They were like, what, B's, C's? Because I always fucking I get so nervous. I know the answers and then I forget about it.
You're a nervous tester?
Yeah, I'm a nervous tester.
I was always pretty chill with tests. I've always thought, you know what? I know what I know. I don't know what I don't know. Oh well.
Mm-hmm.
I never I remember always hearing, even going through college, and people saying, "Oh man, I was up all night to 2 a.m. studying," and I never did any of that because in my head it was like, once I hit a certain time and I was tired, I was like, everything else I try to learn, it's not gonna stay in my head. I'm too tired. I'm just gonna sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up. I got what I got.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah. I didn't.
That's good. That's good.
High school was fine. I mean, I don't recommend it for everybody, but I just always, I always valued sleeping, and I prioritize that.
Oh.
Because then I don't know. I just felt like you're going to forget. Well, I was going to forget everything I learned after a certain time. So
oh yeah.
Might as well just wake up a little earlier.
High school is a little, I'm not saying the waste of time, because that's where you start to like hanging out with friends and developing.
It's a waste of time.
If you think your life is going to be staying the same even after high school, and a lot of them do, you know, a lot of them do. It's a sad reality that 98% of them, they're not going to have the same friends. They're not going to have the same relationship. They might have like this high school sweetheart, but not all of them last, you know, because you start growing up after that, and you start actually, you know, learning how the real world works. Mm-hmm. People have different opinions. When they grow up, they change their opinions. One of them might go for Trump, the other one will go to Kamala Harris. You know, you don't know.
It's true.
Yeah. So I say it's just get out as quickly as you can.
Well, you gotta go for 4 years. That's
yeah. Just no, you don't have to
go at for least four years.
Oh, I mean, if you can make it early, then yeah. But if you can make it early by, you know, just going to school, doing it, turning everything, and getting the enough credits to be able to do early college, do that.
You make it sound so easy.
It's not easy. I know it's not easy. Nothing in life is easy, Jason.
Damn. Some things are easy, no? What do you think is the easiest for you? What in your life do you think...
OnlyFans.
Is easy for you? You have an OnlyFans?
No, I don't have OnlyFans.
I don't know.
No, man, that's easy.
I don't know about that. Maybe it's not. You don't know.
I think it is.
I think it's got to be something like... Well, no, I wouldn't say it's easy, though. You really put in, like... I don't think it's easy to upload things, maybe. But it probably takes a toll on them, like, in their social life, mentally, but knowing all these guys like are out nowadays, there being creeps. And like,
yeah.
This is some real creepy men who are... They're going to get the possibility of getting stalked and harassed. I wouldn't say it's easy.
But I feel like it's easier now than before, because now it's just the norm.
It's just the what?
Now it's just the norm. So that's just normal. Now it's just kind of like, hey, I have OnlyFans. Oh, wow.
Let me sign up real quick.
Yeah.
Are we got to stop teasing this, Danny. We just got to start one. What?
What is your mom going to say? What is my mom going to say?
Well, I mean, if it's just my feet, I don't think it's fine. I'll tell her.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Onlyfeet.com.
That's crazy how many people have how much money. You telling me that's not easy? That's a Chico right there.
It may be easier than working a 9-to-5, but...
Way easier than
working a 9-to-5. It might be. I don't know. It's just, I think people also assume streaming is easy, like being a Twitch streamer. But I don't think it is. I think that takes a lot of effort. Like,
well, it takes a lot of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time that you can be doing something else.
Well, that's what I mean, because a lot of them have to like work on the weekends, like Saturday, Sunday, is they have to prioritize streaming because that's when a lot of people are watching. The majority of people are going to be watching. So I wouldn't think that's easy. I don't like working weekends personally. So I try to avoid it when I can. Sometimes I have to, then I'm like, fuck, I gotta be at work. And you gotta play video games or talking all throughout the whole stream. I wouldn't say being Twitch streamer is easy. It may just be easier than some 9-to-5s. Like, you have a very physically focused job where streaming may be easier because it's just not gonna take a toll on your body.
To be honest, Justin, this whole week that I've been off, I was the first day, Denise was not here, I was just here at home, and I didn't know what to do. I had the whole day to myself, and I was like, I had so many games to play, and I was just like, I don't know. I didn't want to be home.
You should have just streamed.
I should have just streamed, I guess. You're right.
You should just stream, Denny. You should just log into our Sunday Morning Tangents Twitch and just stream whenever you have time. I probably can't get... Oh, no, I can do it on my PS5. No. We should just get in the habit of doing it.
I think we should just do that, yeah. I need to log in just to have that information. Because I had the information. Just start logging in and just like, I start streaming.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. We are going to start streaming on Twitch. Fork Knife. We're going to stream Fork Knife.
We could do... Yeah, right now, there's the new update for Fortnite. Denise is playing it right now.
You're going to get some NHL
and play Cyberpunk. Some Cyberpunk. You can play Chell, yes. I also play some Cyberpunk.
You can show off some Cyberpunk stuff. That sounds fun, actually. I want to watch you play Cyberpunk. I want to see what that's like.
Oh, okay.
Denise got a flat face. She's not happy with our stream. She doesn't like our idea.
I don't know. I don't know what. But you know what? I feel like I saw this going back to the streaming stuff. I saw this video that said my wife divorced me something like that because of Yu-Gi-Oh. He's talking about Yu-Gi-Oh cards, right? And I watched this video, and the guy did everything for his wife, that because his wife didn't want him to play any cards. She wanted him to have a 9-to-5 job. He's a musician, I think. He will do music, and then he will do part-time YouTube. And he was having enough money to be able to provide for both of them. But then she wanted to be like, no, I want you to focus only on 9-to-5 and me and this and that. I pray the guy said, like, he's not trying to be an asshole to her or nothing like that. But he finally divorced her because he couldn't take it no more. He tried everything for, like, 7 years, something like that. But that's funny that how he was able to make more money through streaming and, you know, playing YouTube, but some people are now okay with it because they see that as a, you know.
Yeah, so a lot of people are still traditional in that type of mindset of want a traditional 9-to-5 with a traditional wife and husband and stuff like that.
Yeah, Jason, look at us. Imagine we do this. Imagine we just start just streaming and just become... It's just so many talk shows. It's just so condensed right now. There's so many talk shows.
I'm
everybody has talk shows.
Yeah. No, I sometimes, Danny, I think we've been pretty vocal about it, where you and I, this is cool. We like doing this. This is fun for us. It's not something that we're hanging our hat on where it's... I don't care if this ever really picks up or not. If it does, cool. We could then get my piercings, tattoos, and have the mud wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's fun. That's going to be a good time if and when it happens. But if it doesn't, oh well.
I get it. I do get it, Jason. Remember we said that we were just going to... This is kind of like a recordings of our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a little documentary of us. Because we used to just talk every morning.
Yeah. And I'm not going to have kids, but I'm going to show it to my dogs when I get older and be like, look, that was me. That was me 20 years ago.
What if I have a kid? I could show it to
him. Oh, I guess. Yeah, I forgot.
That's your Uncle Jay.
That's me.
That's Uncle Jay?
Yes, little Leia. Or Luke.
No, she doesn't want Luke. I try. But no, Luke.
Luke is too white.
Yeah, it's too white. I mean, Leia's pushing it, to be honest.
Leia is pushing it.
I mean, yeah, let's be Leia Solaris.
What about Vader? Vader Solaris.
No, man, she won't. No, that was just
Anakin?
Anakin. No, that's too white too.
Anakin,
No.
is it? That's not even a, like a proper name or anything like that. Like, it's
No,
not an
it's not.
established name.
No. And look, it's no different because we Guatemalans, especially the Salvadorians, so Central America, they like to put white names
They
to
like white
us.
names, yeah. That's
Look
true.
at you, Jason. Me, Danny.
Walter.
Walter.
I don't know how. That's just like, that's near as white as it gets.
Walter. Walter. It
Walter
is.
Domingo.
Oh, yeah, two names. Yeah, we also get two names too.
I don't have a
Except
second.
you. Except you.
Yeah.
But. Me, Danny. DANNY. And then Ariel. Or Ariel, I guess.
Daniel.
But it's not even Daniel. It's just
Whatever
DANNY,
you say,
Jason.
Daniel.
Okay. You just want to get started fighting right now, Jason. Look, we're not ever going to fight unless you want to.
Speaking of fighting, I watched a lot of baddies, Danny. You heard, never mind. You know what? I'm not gonna go down the rabbit hole. Anyways, I don't have what it takes to do that,
Hold
to
up,
like
hold up.
be a baddie
Oh,
and
no. Go back. Diana, tápate los oídos. What?
No, she was there. She was watching. I was watching with her.
What baddies? What baddies? What are you talking
Baddies.
about?
That it's a reality show following a group of baddies being baddies. It's that like what it's like that type of television, you know? It's
Yeah. You always talk shit about it. And now look at you.
I
Look
don't talk
where I have
shit about
taken
it.
you.
I don't talk shit about what they do. No. When do I talk shit about it?
It's I don't know. I feel like you do. And you know what? To me, it's always gonna be Jersey Shore, who was gonna be the top.
I call it
That's the
trash
only
television, but it is trashy television.
it is trash
But
television,
it's
yes. It
entertaining
is.
trash. Like I would never say it's not entertaining.
It's hopefully, I'm pretty sure there's aliens here in a civilization going on for thousands. I'm pretty sure they're watching this stuff and it's just entertaining them. This is why it entertains them, Jason. Us being fools.
Well, I mean, we're entertained by it as well.
Yeah, and we.
Are you looking at baddies right now?
Yeah, I looked at the bodies. Yeah.
I walked in. Jonathan was watching it. We start watching with him, and they just like they're fighting. Like every episode is just
Yeah, that's the
mainly
whole
about
point.
drama and them physically
Yeah.
fighting each other,
Yeah.
stepping
That's
on
the whole
business
point.
and shit like that. Anyways, I don't have
You
what it takes.
said.
I don't. It's just the environment is too hostile. Their purpose is to fight.
The purpose is because it's just a bunch of, I think they just push him probably. They push him to do this kind of stuff.
Oh,
That's what it
I mean,
is,
they're everyone's in on it. Like they literally kick people out because they're not fighting enough. So it's part of the show. It's part of their thing, and that's
And they always
great.
go for the wigs. They always go
Oh
for the
man,
wigs.
those things are always getting snatched.
Yeah, they're always like first thing that goes out is the wig.
They're like, hold my wig, and they pass it over. It's entertaining. It's entertaining trash. Fuck Natalie, by the way. She's a bitch. Wait, don't come at me. You mentioned she hears us. I'm gonna be on
Yeah,
baddies.
baby.
Diana, if you're still in here, that's gonna be my next goal now. We're gonna get on
Being
baddies. I'm gonna
batted.
talk enough shit on one of them. And they're out there clout chasing. They want to.
That's the whole
I'll
point.
do it for the camera. I could pretend to be a baddie. But it's going to eventually hit a part where I'm like, I can't. This is too much. This is too. I'm not good with conflict already. And then you wanna have throw fisticuffs? I don't know about that. I said fisticuffs. That should say enough about how down I am to fight. You know what I mean?
I mean,
Fisticuffs.
yeah.
Anyways, I'm
Anyways.
not fit for it, Danny. If you and I ever, if we play it off, then cool. I'll be down to like joke around about it, call
Oh,
you a liar
Jason.
and shit like that. But
It would be really hard for you and I to be in a fight. It would be like almost something that, like, if the Joker were to do something for us to be like, to make us fight.
Hey, speaking of the Joker, well, no, we'll finish this topic because you're right. I think we're both too cool with talking things through and figuring out a resolution. Also, we're both very non-conflictive people.
No.
But have you seen The Caped Crusader on Amazon?
Is that no?
Batman Caped Crusader. It's the animated Batman show.
Oh no! I haven't seen it yet. That's kind of like going back to the early. Yeah.
It's very Batman animated series style. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I finished it in 2 days.
Oh, it's entertaining. How many episodes?
Short episodes. It's like 10, I think.
Oh, that's short.
10, like 20, 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool, though.
It's really high value, though. Like, how... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jason, you've been watching... See, this is the thing, Jason. You focus more on the TV shows. I focus more on just playing Call of Duty. It's just so many shows. I don't even know to watch sometimes. I'm like, okay, I'll watch... I'll finish up Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you guys, people, right now, I wish I was at that time period because Breaking Bad to me now, I'm sorry, is not like the amazing show that you guys all talk about. I get it. It was amazing when it came out. But you cannot compare it to Game of Thrones. I feel like even if you watch a Game of Thrones now, even if without knowing anything, that's more a little bit better than they get than Breaking Bad.
Damn. I'm not going to fight you about it, but I'm sure there's a part of the internet that
will. Oh, I don't know. Oh, the internet will just destroy me, you know? Destroy me right now.
It's a good show, though. It's really good.
That's how I feel. It's not. I'm not saying it's bad. It is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is good. Like, there's so many twists and turns. Now he's not sick. The poor dude is.
No, he's only doing it for the love of the game. Dana says it's boring as fuck. I don't know about boring as fuck, though, D.
It can be boring. Yes, I can see some. Right now, I'm almost done with season 4. There's some parts where I was just struggling to watch because it was just Jesse still doing the crazy ass party in the house nonstop. Because he doesn't want to think about what happened, you know, what he did, you know, killing a man. And I'm like, okay, I get it, but it's just the next episode, almost the same thing, you know. The police officer, the DA officer, the brother-in-law, it's just, I don't know. What?
Dinah says I like boring things, so, wow.
So what? This is boring for her. Star Wars?
Yeah, what else are you talking about that's boring that I like? That's a good point, Danny.
Yeah.
Put you on the hot seat. Huh?
Lord of the Rings?
Huh? She's a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
Okay, good. You know, nobody wants to watch, not many girls like to watch Lord of the Rings. They don't get it.
I actually know, I've heard of more women who like Lord of the Rings than I have heard men. Like that I know or that I hear like on the stuff that I watch and listen to.
In my social group here, Jason, I guess you might be right over there, but in my social group here, I think I'm the only one who likes Lord of the Rings.
Well, your social group, Danny, is like they're all lame.
I agree.
Like all you guys want to do is play Pokemon Go.
Like, I mean,
that's all you guys want to do. Like,
yeah, I agree.
What's up with that? Nobody wants to watch Wicked.
I don't get it. Nobody wants to watch Lord of the Rings, at least the movie. Not even the books. At least the movie.
Watch the movie.
And then, extended edition. I won't explain anything. I won't explain how some of the parts in the movie were like, change it up a little bit compared to the story.
Oh, wow. And it says, yeah, I feel like a lot of men talk shit about fantasy unless it has porn like Game of Thrones.
Whoa. I did not like the show because of that.
Yeah, you know what? I do. I don't hear a lot of men who...
No.
I'm more of a sci-fi... I think I'm still a little more sci-fi than fantasy. I've been getting more into fantasy because of the Rings of Power.
Jason.
But she's kind of right. I think I do know more people, more men who are into sci-fi than fantasy.
Yeah, but I don't see it because of the sex. I really never think about Game of Thrones about the sex. I never do think about Game of Thrones about it. I always think about the twists and turns of the political change that happens between the first season to the third season. Mm-hmm. But never really think about the sex scenes.
Honestly, towards the end of the Game of Thrones, I started fast forwarding through some of them because I just was like,
"Oh no, hey, everybody!
Why do we need it? Agrees. We don't need it."
Everybody else says the same thing, Jason.
No, I don't know.
It's like we all agree. Nobody has. I have never met somebody who says the last season of Game of Thrones was amazing. No. Nobody. There's nobody. But I do wish people watch Lord of the Rings. Oh, I told Anissa she can watch Skeleton Crew with me. She said I kind of made her like say yes. So
at least no, you gotta use it on something better though.
I know
you gotta use that on. You gotta use that card on something better.
Like, I tried on Andor, or I told her, okay, let's watch.
I don't think Andor is a good one to get her started on.
Oh no! Okay, what about? I saw. What about what's it called? What's the one with Diego Luna? The movie though.
Oh, yeah. Rogue One.
Rogue One. Because if I start with what? Episode 4?
No, the original the original trilogy is like overrated at this point.
Yeah.
You agree?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you heard it. Danny agrees. Shit.
No,
that's okay.
No.
It's okay.
I didn't say it was overrated.
I think it's okay if we admit it, though, Danny. I think at this point now, based off of how people treat all of the new content, they overrate the original trilogy.
No, Jason.
People overrate it. You know what? I'm standing on that one.
Jason.
I said what I said. The original trilogy now is overrated.
I take back the time that I said that I was going to get mad at you. I think I take that back.
I'm standing on this. I'm standing on business here. I feel like a baddie.
They really have this should be, Jason. They're still amazing movies. What are you talking about?
They're good movies. They're not bad movies, Danny, okay? Don't twist my words.
But you're saying that they're good movies, but for what it is, you guys are making it too much what it is.
They are, because now they don't want to accept anything that happens in these new shows and movies that are fine, that are good, but people are like, nah, not good enough. Back in my day, 4, 5, and 6, blah, blah, blah. Listen up to glasses. I was like, calm down. Like, you guys need to all rewatch it because you're probably going to be a little bored at the bad acting and Luke being a little fucking bitch. Luke's a little fucking bitch.
We gotta go to Kakashi Station.
Kaka, get the fuck out of here.
That's the first movie, okay? He's a little more badass after that.
Luke is never a badass.
You're just starting a fight right now, Jason. You're just starting a fight right now. I guess you might be right. He's not really a badass until the end. I get it, Jason. Okay, I get it. But he's a badass. He's a hero.
He's cooler in everything outside of the original trilogy.
I mean, he is cooler when he's teaching, you know, when he goes, he saves the Mandalorian and Grogu on season 2.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? He's like,
yeah, exactly. What does he do in episode 6? Does a couple flips here, a couple flips there. Kills his dad.
This is what 1983 to 1978, 1983, and 1986. Oh, I don't even know if those are the correct movie years.
It's okay.
But
I think it's like 79 to.
They couldn't make him do like cool things like that. Okay. He's a young boy. He was he was 16 when he got out, or 18 when he got out.
Who knows?
Tatooine. Okay, Jason, calm down. He was a teenager, okay?
Well, okay, well, let's stop acting like he's the coolest of them all. He's just not. This universe is so much bigger than that freaking all those whiteys. And we need to accept the fact, Annie, that the original trilogy is overrated.
Jason, he's the coolest of them all. He's the strongest of them all.
Don't even get me started with that, because everyone, it's like X-Men mutants. Everyone is the strongest of them all. You can't tell me a freaking, what's her name? The Fire Girl? She turns into, what's her name? Jean Grey. You can't tell me she's the strongest of them all, and then you come out with Professor X's sister, and then like, no, she's actually the strongest, or his son being the strongest of them all. And then Luke is the strongest of them all, but I thought his dad was the strongest of them all. What about Ahsoka? Isn't she the strongest of them all? No, Yoda is. You can't all be the strongest.
Lou was able to overcome in a short period of time, able to kill down his father. And
who gave up? Who gave up? Because he understood. He did not give him a fair. He did not fight with him.
Fair. He didn't have a good challenge, I guess. But he's still the strongest of all.
According to who?
To lore.
What about Ahsoka? Isn't she the supposed to be stronger?
No.
No,
not Jason. No, she's not the strongest. She. I mean, they killed her off. So, Anakin didn't die.
Ahsoka's not dead yet. Ahsoka's not dead. She's not.
Okay, Jason.
She's not.
I mean, if you hear all those voices, Ahsoka was in those voices when Rey was dying, almost about to die, about to be defeated.
That could be her anything, though. There. That could just be like,
she was just thousands of miles away and never appear?
That's how that works. Nobody knows how it really works.
Yeah, they fucked it up this time. You know what? Let's not talk about Star Wars, Jason, because it's just pissing me off right now. The fact that these people are just idiots. Yeah, I call them idiots.
Who, the ones who say that the original trilogy is overrated?
No, the writers of the new ones.
I thought they were fine. I thought it was fine. Again, this is why I think everyone exaggerates on the original trilogy, because they're fine. They're still good movies. They're still entertaining. They still do cool things. But everyone's like, well, it's not my Anakin. It's not my Luke. Fuck you. What do you know?
That's not my Luke, by the way. That's not my Luke who I get it. He sacrificed. He projected himself. Think about it. He projected himself from light years away to fight his projection.
Christian says Palpatine did nothing wrong. I think he also... Christian? I think Christian also voted for Trump.
Palpatine was just surviving, okay?
He literally corrupted them from the beginning.
Hey man, that's their fault for being corrupted, for not realizing. I agree. Look, this is where I agree, Jason. They fucked up. All right, they fucked up. They were too cocky. They got too cocky. They got too cocky. They got too confident. Oh, this and that. Nope, they got too cocky.
What about you, Christian? Are you a sci-fi or fantasy nerd? Or neither?
Christian is he's a little bit of everything. Whatever he likes.
He likes this. He likes column A, column B, column C.
Yeah. Speaking of, what are we talking about?
Sorry, I would... sci-fi. Christian says sci-fi. There we go. We should start a poll. See how many... I'm telling you, I think he's right. I think she's right. I think guys lean towards sci-fi. Just in general. Just in general.
It's a new generation because... Fantasy was a king back in the early 80s, 90s. It was, there's so many movies like Conan the Barbarian, like, what's it called? Metalhead or whatever. He-Man. Like, fantasy was like the thing back then. And then it switched to be more into sci-fi.
Well, now that we got Christian in here. We're going to take him to his horoscope road, because we're now concluding our podcast. Dear Sagittarius, if I remember correctly, he's a Sagittarius.
Who?
Christian.
No, that's me. I'm Sagittarius. Christian is from...
80s are the best. Dana says that's why 80s are the best, because of fantasy. Fantasyland. Christian, can you remind me what your horoscope is, please? Dear Sagittarius, as the moon is present in Sagittarius today, you will be full of positivity and vital energy. Mental peace will also regen your mind today. It is the best time to focus more on your activities and make necessary improvements in your career. Try to enjoy your day with your loved ones. It will help you to collect positive hues in your daily activities. Also, make the best use of your leisure in some creative work. Astrologers suggest wearing anything in brown to attract good luck. If you have any essential tasks for the day, you can schedule them between 5 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. to get success. This is brought to you by Astro Yogi. And we're going to look at Taurus now. Christine is a Taurus who identifies as Gemini.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you Taurus.
Yeah, just give me Taurus because if you, I don't get the Gemini part.
Dear Taurus, the moon is in Sagittarius today, as we established. The Astro Yogi astrologers claim a court case might be resolved today after much anticipation. So, Christine, if you got some court stuff going on, it's going to get figured out. Thankfully, this problem has significantly improved so that you can breathe easily. The advice of your brand new lawyer has fully paid off. Then take the necessary steps to advance. This is very specific. Then take the necessary steps to advance after critically appraising the circumstance. Close the matters entirely and put everything in the past. Now is the best time for you to move on with your life and focus on how to make your upcoming days the best. What are my numbers, Christian says? Let me pull those up for you, please, as I'm gathering everything in my head and figuring some stuff out. That's a good number there, but don't... No, never mind. Hold on, give me 1 second as I'm thinking it all through. It's coming to me in different manners of speaking. And this one's specifically... Today we're going to go with 1 and 9. 1 and 9, whether that's 91, whether it's 19, or 1 or 9. That's for you to
decide. Or from 1 to 9, do something.
Or from 1 to 9. It's really whatever you want to...
1 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Dear Aquarius, right. You can expect this day to be relatively peaceful and problem-free for you. This is for Aquarius. Not if I'm around, Diana. I'm about to make shit pop. Betty! Today you can put your complete focus on things and get the best results from your work. It is also your appropriate time to finish your pending tasks and schedule your tasks for the next day. If you can collect any new ideas today, try to implement them to get better results in your career. Astro Yogi astrologers suggest wearing anything in red to get more vigor today. You can plan your important tasks today between 10:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. to ensure good luck and fortune. Very important stuff. Jay is better than Walter Mercado. Thank you. I appreciate you. Christian, I appreciate you. And we're going to finish off here with Libra. That is for me. Dear Libra, because of the influence of the moon in Sagittarius, you may expect a lot of nice things to come your way. Your self-assurance may be growing, which will offer you the extra advantage of being able to put your thoughts into action. You could be happy with the way things are going in your life right now. Use this time to make positive changes in your life and the lives of others around you. However, don't let your pride get the best of you. Your lucky color of the day is wine red, coinciding with the Cavaliers, the wine and gold. We play the Celtics today. We're 17-3. They are 16-3. Astro Yogi astrologers say the auspicious hours are between 5 and 6:30 p.m. today. Well, guess I'm wearing my wine gold jersey today.
Wait, at what time they're playing?
I don't remember. Later on today. I want to say that we don't have to get into that. I'm here now, so 3 p.m. 3 p.m. So, and my auspicious hours happen to coincide with the end of the game, which will be around 5:30 p.m.
And also,
if the Cavaliers win today, sorry to cut you off, Danny, we have to believe everything the astrologers say. We have to.
I think it's a must.
It's a it, huh?
Are you supposed to anyway?
Well, this is to prove any doubters wrong.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't tell me. You can't tell me on the day that the Cavaliers play, I'm a Libra. I'm a Cavaliers fan. You're telling me my lucky color is wine red, Cavaliers wine and gold colors, and my auspicious hour of the day is between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Cavs game will be over by 5:30 p.m. Now, can you imagine this, Danny? The Cavaliers are losing at 5 p.m., right? We're losing.
And then they win?
And then they win in those 30 minutes. You can't doubt it then. What about Ophiuchus? Some people say that's the new zodiac sign. You can't just make up new zodiac signs.
No. But
you can't tell me Pluto is fake, and you can't tell me there's new astrologies. There's new zodiac
Pluto's
signs.
Pluto's not a planet. It's not that it's a fake. It's not that it's not
a fake. A fake planet is what I meant. Thank you. A fake planet.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. It's a real planet. It's a very real planet. I grew up learning that it's a planet. Don't tell me it's not a planet.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, he said that it's not. Agree, not just him, but he agreed with the community of scientists that it's not because it's too small. And in the gravitational pull of his moon, there's no moon.
What does he know?
Well, he understands better the universe than us.
Says who?
Because he says it, and people agree with it, and because he has achievements, and also he writes books and he does research.
Guess what? I write books too. What does that prove?
Actually, you might be into something right now.
Diana says it's a dwarf planet, so still a planet. Is planet in the name or not?
No.
Thank you, Neil deGrasse Tyson. You want to find me about it? Come join our podcast. Listen to us everywhere you listen to podcasts, and come to youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're inviting you. I'm inviting you as a challenge, as a brain off challenge, a science challenge. I will watch Interstellar.
Oh,
what?
Oh, you're gonna go toe to toe with him?
I'll go toe to toe. I'll go lips to lips. I'll go to nose to nose.
Whoa.
Eyelash to eyelash, whatever it takes. This is a challenge to you, Neil deGrasse Tyson, to see
this is just
who is the smarty pants of them all.
It's just to get him in that show, huh, Jason? That's a good job. I like it.
Thank you.
If you had that show up, you cannot be acting like that. You have to be worse.
If he joins us, I'm going to be so obnoxious.
Oh, jeez.
I'll be so obnoxious. I'll do it. I'll embarrass myself.
Though?
Huh? You don't know. You don't think people will get... If he's ever on the show, then it gets public. You don't think people are going to be like, this fucking Hot Fried J guy is an idiot. He's a fucking jackass. I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
You okay with that?
I don't care.
Look, but what's the point?
Clout chasing. I'm a baddie. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, this was youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can get notified every time we go live, and you can join us in the chat just like Diana, Denise, and Christian did today. If you weren't here watching and not participating, shame on you. Join us next time, because we want to talk to you. Or if you're listening to this on your drive, while you're working out, while you're walking, on podcasts, anywhere you get podcasts.
Oh, working out, well. Yeah.
Yeah. People do that. People do that stuff.
Okay.
Check us out on Sunday Morning Tangents. You should find us there. You should give us some stars or thumbs up or whatever it takes to say that you like us. Because although I say I don't care if you call me that, I do care. We all care a little bit. Thank you. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gerains.
This is one of my best outros.